Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
58 Sports Radio, 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in on this Wednesday night. We got a whole bunch to get to over the next 3 hours, including talking to Elliott Shore Parks, a Clearwater check-in, mock draft mania, as the mock drafts just keep rolling out, just a little over a month until the NFL draft. So we'll get into a bunch of things, including some cheesesteak talk as this show goes along tonight. And if anything happens, we spent the last hour debating the Kyle Lowry thing. I think the Sixers should do what it takes to go get Kyle Lowry. If anything big happens tonight, Tucker will sound some sort of alarm back there if the Sixers pull off a big trade, and we'll discuss
it live.
What's
a good Sixer sound?
I don't know. A buzzer-beating shot?
It's the Cameroonian national anthem.
You find that and you play. I'm not going to know what the heck's going on, but if I hear some sort of rhythm to a national anthem, I will react as if something big happened. So we will bring you any breaking news as it happens on the NBA trade deadline front. But I want to start tonight and this hour with the conversation that we touched on a little bit last night because the news broke. But I can't believe the reaction today around Philadelphia on the airwaves of WIP. I mean, social media, I mean, it's a crazy place. It's the Wild West of opinions. But that too, surrounding the acquisition the Eagles made last night, the signing of Joe Flacco to be whatever you want to call him, quarterback two, backup quarterback, competition for Jalen Hurts, veteran presence. You assign the title you want to assign to Joe Flacco. Here's how I'll deem it. A smart move by the Eagles. I like the Joe Flacco signing. And I'm not quite sure what the downside is of signing Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco is an accomplished veteran quarterback in the NFL that has won a Super Bowl. Okay, guys like Joe Flacco do not grow on trees, that could play in the NFL for 14, 15 years. It's like this thing we have as sports fans now. We look at the last year or two of a player that has a track record of 8, 10, 12, 14 years, and we laugh like, oh, he stinks now. Yeah, I mean, Joe Flacco obviously isn't the player he was in Baltimore in 2012 or 2011. Anyone could see that as eyes. But he's a more than capable quarterback to have on your roster, and I love it from this perspective. Okay, I love the Joe Flacco move from this perspective. It gives the Eagles depth behind Jalen Hurts. It gives them a guy that has started a bunch of games in the NFL so he can push Jalen Hurts in training camp. Yes, he can. I mean, I expect Jalen Hurts to win the job. I'd be very disappointed if Jalen Hurts does not win the job. But Joe Flacco is accomplished enough and is good enough and has been on the top of the mountain to the point where he can come in and like, Jalen has to play well in training camp to earn the job, as he should have to come in training camp and earn the job. He hasn't done that yet in the NFL. The Joe Flacco signing is a good deal. And as far as the money he's getting paid, $3.5 million. Guess what I'm not losing sleep over? $3.5 million for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not. I mean, would I have rather had Joe Flacco at $1 million or $1.5 million? Sure. But we're talking about a reserve quarterback. You know, 2 years ago, the Eagles paid Josh McCown $2 million in August to come in here and be a backup. He was over the age of 40, coming off a year where he didn't do much in the NFL, kind of like Flacco last year as a backup with the New York Jets. They gave him $2 million over the age of 40. And what happened when Josh McCown had to come into the playoff game? He got hurt in 10 seconds. And it was tough to watch because I think he's a likable guy, and I wanted to see him do well and then win that playoff game. But I didn't hear any complaints then. It's become this new thing that no matter what the Eagles do, we complain about it. We're talking about a backup quarterback, one that could push the young player to be the best that he could be, that could come in a pinch if you need him. Like, I've said this for weeks and months. I don't want the Eagles to tank next season. They should try to be competitive next year and try to win. And I would not rule out the idea of the Eagles surprising us and being a pretty good football team next year. But guess what? If there's one thing that we should know in this city more than any other football city, it is this. The backup quarterback around here is always needed. Not wanted, needed. And yes, maybe we as fans go too far sometimes in the love for the backup quarterback, but there's partially reason for that. We see the backup quarterback play around here almost more than any other city. So will Joe Flacco play this season? If I had to bet right now, I would bet yes. Not because I think he's going to be better than Jalen Hurts, because I think Jalen Hurts is going to fail. I don't think either of those things. But the idea of Jalen Hurts starting and finishing 17 games, they're going to move to 17 games this next season, is pretty hard for me to believe. When was the last time the Eagles went through a full season? Pillar to post, snap one of the regular season through the end of whenever their year ended with the same quarterback. When was it? It wasn't 2019 because Carson Wentz obviously didn't make it through the playoff game. It wasn't last year. Carson Wentz got benched. It wasn't in, was it 16? Or did Chase Daniel come in and play some snaps in that season? I think he did. I think
Wentz was healthy all 16 games.
He was, but I believe Chase Daniel had to come in and or came in for a couple snaps. The bottom line is this. Even if it was 16, right? And that probably is the closest thing we've had here. It's four seasons, 17, 18, 19, 20, with the other quarterback having to play at least some time. In 15, same thing. 14, saying like the Eagles have a very unique history where the backup quarterback is not just wanted, not just valued, it is a necessary position. So I have no problem, no trouble. I'm not sweating the future salary cap over 1 year, $3.5 million. Joe Flacco is a veteran that can help this football team. And if Jalen Hurts gets banged up next season, which he might, he's a running quarterback that is going to conceivably run a good amount over 17 games. If he gets banged up and has to miss a game or miss a series or miss a half or miss 2 weeks, I would not be surprised at all if Joe Flacco came in and depending on the opponent, depending on who they're playing and when they're playing them, that if he gave the Eagles representative snaps and kept them in a game. You know, this idea that the Eagles should not spend any money on the backup quarterback position, shouldn't bring anyone in here. Like, why don't you want to win football games next year? I am not comfortable just saying, oh, who cares who the backup is? We're going to lose anyway. No, I don't want to lose. I want to win. And the Eagles should want it too. First year with Nick Sirianni, first year with Jalen Hurts as a starting quarterback, they should want to win. I don't see the downside to the Joe Flacco acquisition. In fact, I see all the reasons for optimism and for an upside. Like, this is what you want in a backup quarterback. Veteran, leader, guy that has won before, played in big games. And obviously at this point in Joe Flacco's career, the way it's gone the last few years, he's not going anywhere or coming in anywhere thinking he's the undisputed starter. Those days are over for him. And there is a role for him in the NFL as a guy that has a lot of experience to play that role, compete, likely be the two, if there's an injury, come in and play. And here's the thing. If the Eagles do end up competing next season and are a better team than I would say most of this town thinks they're going to be, and they end up in the 7, 8, 9 win range next year and they're in the thick of the hunt for the NFC East, which I don't think is out of the question. And let's say Jalen Hurts gets a concussion in late November and the options are Nate Sudfeld or some fifth round rookie, we don't even know his name yet, or Joe Flacco to play a game or two before Hurts is ready to roll for the final two or three games, Joe Flacco could get you through that. There was a Monday night game last year. I remember watching it. They played the Jets played the Patriots, and Joe Flacco actually played pretty decent in that game, and they nearly beat. And that Jets team was horrible. They nearly beat the Patriots, who ended up as a 7-9 team. So, like, Joe Flacco could get you through a game or two or whatever if you need to. He's not so good still that it's going to be like, man, he's going to beat Jalen Hurts out. He's not so expensive that I'm like, wow, it's like Tyrod Taylor making $12 million as a backup or Brissett making $10 or whatever. Now, it's $3.5 million for Joe Flacco to back up Jalen Hurts. I like the move. Do you? 215-592-9494. I saw a lot of criticism the last day or so for this move. Like, they overpaid him. He's washed up. Why even sign a backup quarterback? And I'm sitting there like, am I in bizarro land? Why wouldn't the Eagles want a former Super Bowl MVP to be their backup quarterback? You know, I mean, it just makes perfect sense to me that this guy comes in here and he does the job. He's the backup quarterback that is good enough and accomplished enough to make Jalen Hurts compete, you know, in earnest. Make sure the kid is working his tail off, which I believe he will be, to continue to be, you know, the best he could be and improve. So you push Jalen Hurts, you have an insurance policy. It's not so expensive that I'm rolling my eyes at it. Like, this is what backup quarterbacks get. Mariota got $3.5 million in a restructured deal, and he also got a no-trade clause for some reason from the Raiders. I mean, last year, Andy Dalton got $3 million. This is what guys that have started a bunch of games in the NFL get when they become backup quarterbacks. Again, 2 years ago, Josh McCown, who everybody loved around here, got $2 million to sit around. I believe the Eagles that year paid correct me if I'm wrong, we could look this up. I believe Nate Sudfeld got $2 million that season on a tender.
He had $2 million last year.
So he got $2 million last year. And then the year before that, McCown got $2 million. So they've paid backup quarterbacks around here. And actually, last year, Sudfeld was a third stringer making $2 million. So the Eagles have paid. This is what they've always done. And it's always seemingly worked out for them. That's the part of this where I go back to. The Eagles' history says their starters don't stay healthy. Their starters at some point need to be replaced. Backup quarterbacks are very valuable around here. And yet every time they go out and sign one of these guys or bring one of these guys in, we roll our eyes and we say, why are they doing that? Well, they do it because they need it. That's why Mike Vick ended up here. That's why Jeff Garcia, who was old at that point, ended up here. And what happened in 06? We know what happened in 06. It's why Nick Foles ended up back here in 17. And not all these guys are the same, and Joe Flacco's in a different stage of his career, but the bottom line is the Eagles, for a long period of time, really Jeff Lurie's entire tenure as owner, have valued the backup quarterback position. And I do too. 215-592-9494. I like the Joe Flacco signing. I think it's a smart move for the Eagles. Do you? 215-592-9494. Flacco signs 1 year, $3.5 million. Saw an Instagram last night with him wearing an Eagles shirt with his brother, Mike, when they were kids over, in Audubon, New Jersey. I'm not sure if they lived there their whole lives, but whatever. South Jersey people, an Eagles family. Joe Flacco, after a long career in the NFL, now coming home to kind of end his career. And I like the move. I mean, if it wasn't Joe Flacco, we were probably staring down the idea of a Nick Foles coming back. I mean, those rumors were out there this past weekend. And that, like, as much as I wanted that for my own nostalgia, I mean, I acknowledge that controversy would have been there just waiting if Nick Foles was here behind Jalen Hurts. Joe Flacco is an accomplished quarterback, but he doesn't have that gravitas here where it's like we have this great memory of him and Eagles Green winning a title to where we're going to say, put him in the game as soon as Jalen Hurts struggles. Now, we'll see how the season plays out and how much Joe gets to play, when he plays, if he plays, but it's not the same. So the drama won't be there. The same kind of production from a veteran will be. The leadership will be. And if you need him to play, it's not going to be an instant loss. 215-592-9494. Do you like the Eagles signing of Joe Flacco? I do. I think it was a smart move. Let's go to the phone lines here. Joe is in Malvern on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Well, how you doing, Joe? And great job by Tucker also. Good show.
Thank you, Joe. What do you think? Do you like this Flacco move?
I, you know what, Joe? I agree with you. I do. Usually I'm on your other side, but today I'm going to partially agree with you. Yes, I like the Flacco signing, but here's my spin on it, and then I need to call you out.
Okay.
My spin is that I believe that Joe Flacco might be your starting quarterback this year because I don't believe Jalen Hurts is going to be on the team. I think that they're going to trade him and they're going to move up in the draft to go grab a quarterback. And the reason why I say that is because you made my point last week. I almost fell through my car seat when I heard you say that Jalen Hurts is probably a B quarterback. That's what you said. Am I correct?
Yeah, I think the likelihood is he's a B quarterback. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't turn out to be a top five A quarterback.
When you're in number six position and you're ready to go for it and within a year or two or three, you don't have a B quarterback if you got the sixth pick in the draft and you can go up and get a quarterback. You don't stay with the B quarterback. Am I right or wrong, Joe?
Well, there's a variable here that, Joe, honestly, you or I don't know the answer to, and we gotta hope the Eagles do. Are the other quarterbacks behind Trevor Lawrence, because obviously he's not part of this, he's going to be number one, are the other guys A quarterbacks? And the answer I have is, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that Zach Wilson is a better quarterback than Trevor is. So that's what I think. He's more accurate. He has a deep ball. He's got a ball that goes deep, and it's got a perfect spin on it. Way better and way more accurate than the supposed number one pick. And if you have a chance to go up and grab one of these guys, and you're number six, you better go do it this year.
Are you willing to give up future number ones to get Zach Wilson? I'm not.
Absolutely. Because you just said we have a B quarterback and an old guy's about to retire.
Yeah, but yeah,
you
but,
already said it.
But listen, I think you can win with the B quarterback. You don't need an A quarterback to win if you have the right team around them. So I am.
Can you win a Super Bowl with
sure.
a B quarterback?
Sure, you can.
When did that happen recently?
How about the guy that just signed here that we're talking about? Joe Flacco was a B quarterback.
I know, but that was a long time ago, and he won one, and then the NFL has changed since he won the Super Bowl.
What did you think of Eli Manning? He was a B quarterback.
I thought that he got, you know, hey, listen, he was a B quarterback, but he made some two tremendous plays,
totally.
Even though I don't like him and
totally.
I couldn't stand him. He made great plays to win the Super Bowl both times.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. How about old Peyton Manning? What was he? He was about a C quarterback.
I don't know about that, but he was a really brainy guy, so that brings you up a lot further up past a B quarterback, but Jalen Hurts doesn't know anything yet because he's a rookie, and Manning knew everything.
Sure.
He
lined up
on the line of scrimmage.
For sure.
He knew what the deal was.
Joe, I agree with you on that. I mean, it's a different kind of guy. We're talking about an old guy versus a young guy. Joe, appreciate the phone call. I don't think what Jalen Hurts is going to be, now I'll say it this way. I like Jalen Hurts. I'm excited to watch him play. I think he's going to turn out to be a good quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. But I don't – like, unless you are sure, and Joe seems sure, that Zach Wilson or Justin Fields or Trey Lance is going to be that much better, I'm not moving up anywhere. We've watched this before. Didn't we just do this 5 years ago? The Eagles moved up from 13 to 8 to 2. And if I had told you then – now, obviously, there was a lot of different – ways Carson Wentz got to the end result. But if I had told you in 2016, when the Eagles traded 13-8-2 and traded away a future first-round pick from 8-2, you know, the Browns deal, to get up to number two to get Carson Wentz. If I had told you then, if I just read to you his final career stats with the Eagles and his final career record with the Eagles, you know what you would have said to me? That seems like a B quarterback. And we probably would have debated whether that's worth it to trade all that up. So unless you are sure, unless the Eagles are sure, there is an A quarterback sitting out there that is leaps and bounds better and will be leaps and bounds better than Jalen Hurts, I don't want to do it. I mean, I'm not interested in trading up and giving all that away. So, I mean, I understand the theory, and I don't think it's crazy because the Eagles do, you know, I mean, they fancy themselves a quarterback factory around here. So if they believe very strongly in one of these guys, yeah, I mean, I could see them trading up. And I will say this, as far as us ruling out quarterback, because that was a popular thing last night. Like, oh, well, it's over now, right? There's no way they take a quarterback. Well, I mean, go back to 2016. They signed Sam Bradford to a two-year deal. They signed Chase Daniel to a very lucrative deal to be a backup, and then they still went out and went from 13-8-2 to get Carson Wentz. So I rule nothing out when it comes to the Eagles and trading up for a quarterback. And I mean, this is what they do around here, and that's their MO, and we all live with that. I mean, that's what they do. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's crazy they trade up or go get a quarterback. I'm just saying I like Jalen Hurts, and I like the Flacco move as the backup quarterback or as the guy that's going to push him. 215-592-9494. And the part of the $3.5 million, what he's getting paid, the salary cap space, if there's one thing I don't worry about when it comes to the Eagles, it is one-year deals for whatever little money it is. We're not talking about giving Flacco 3 years, $21 million to be a long-term backup at $7 million a year. Like, that's not the discussion here. It is a one-year contract. Howie Roseman just cleared out $50 million in cap space, $50 million in about the span of 2 weeks. 1 year, 3.5 with some incentives is not going to make or break the Eagles. It's just not. If they want to go out and sign a player like they did with Anthony Harris a couple of days ago, they'll sign a player. Like, this is an offseason where they're transitioning. They're obviously not, because of their salary cap situation, at the top of the market. And they were always going to sign a veteran quarterback, whether it had been trading for Nick Foles back, whether it be, you know, signing a Tyrod Taylor if he was inexpensive enough, or a Brissett. Those rumors were out there. That was always going to happen. Geno Smith. Well, I mean, one of these guys was coming here to back up Jalen Hurts or be the two. And Joe Flacco, I don't think there's probably a more accomplished quarterback just sitting out there. Nick Foles is the closest thing, but Flacco's had a better career than Nick Foles. You're not going to find a more accomplished backup. And if Joe Flacco is willing to take this role on and likely be the backup or at least push Jalen Hurts at training camp, I'm in. 215-592-9494. It gives you a better chance if Hurts gets hurt. It pushes him in training camp. It is not over-the-top expensive. And I don't need any salary cap nerds telling me, oh, you can't pay him this much. You only should be making $1 or $2 million. Like, come on. Like, what are we doing here? Are you that worried about the cap, Tucker?
I mean, not really. I mean, when you factor in that Carson Wentz's money is now just dead money, you know the Eagles are right now 30th in spending at quarterback? The only teams behind them are the Baltimore Ravens, who haven't really signed a backup quarterback unless they're that convinced Trace McSorley can back up Lamar Jackson. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, who genuinely don't have a quarterback on their roster, right? Like, they're going to sign and draft Trevor Lawrence next month, and they'll pay him around $8 million, yep. And they'll jump way ahead of the Eagles. I mean, conceivably, the Eagles will go into 2021 with spending the least amount of money on the quarterback position.
Yeah, I'm just not worried about money at the position. Like, allocating money at quarterback is not a problem right now. And moving forward, Flacco's on a one-year deal. Jalen Hurts will be on the third year of his rookie contract next year. Like, next year, again, they could be at the bottom of the NFL in spending at the position. It gives them plenty of money to spend in other places. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Do you like the Joe Flacco signing by the Philadelphia Eagles? I love it. I mean, we're talking about a guy that won a Super Bowl, that is a veteran, that's started a million games in the NFL. If you need him for a couple weeks, if Hurts gets banged up, he could come in there and play and do a good job and help you through a tough time. Like, I don't want to lose games next year on purpose because, oh, we didn't want to sign a backup quarterback. We're saving pennies for tomorrow. Like, holy moly. I of all the options out there, you know, once they, you know, Brissett got signed and once Tyrod Taylor got signed, this one makes a lot of sense, especially if you were the don't want the drama, don't bring back Nick Foles camp. You're not going to find a more accomplished number two quarterback in the NFL. You're just not. I mean, guys that started for as many consecutive games as Flacco did, won as many games. You know, Joe Flacco is tied for the most road playoff wins in the history of pro football. As the backup quarterback, I'm in. I like the Flacco signing. I believe it's smart to you. 215-592-9494. That's a hop in. Any breaking news that happens tonight on the front of the Sixers with the trade deadline, we will bring it to you. And when we get back, this is a test, right?
Yeah, I'm just letting you know what you're going to hear.
So this is the Cameroonian national anthem?
Yeah, it's called O Cameroon. The cradle of our forefathers.
This is for Joel.
Yes, he's Cameroonian. As is Luke Baamute, who is atrocious, by the way. Maybe the worst basketball player I've ever seen.
Well, at one point he could play a little bit.
Not here.
Not here. No, you're right, not here. All right, 215-592-9494. There is the Cameroonian national anthem. If you hear that later in the show, it means the Sixers made a big deal, and we will discuss. Well, your phone call's coming up, and we got to talk cheesesteaks here, our National Cheesesteak Day. 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.